With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. President Trump today is promising strikes on Iran's power plants and bridges on Tuesday if the Strait of Hormuz is not reopened by then. Elsewhere, a U.S. serviceman who was missing since Iran shot down in a fighter jet has been found. In a rescue involving dozens of aircraft, the crew member had been missing since Friday when Iran downed his F-15E Strike Eagle. A second crew member had been rescued earlier. The Pentagon made a surprising announcement this past week during the ongoing war with Iran. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton fills us in.
Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth removed the Army's top uniformed officer and two other generals without giving a reason for the departures. It was an unusual personnel move during major combat operations against Iran. Meanwhile, President Trump offered no clear timeline on when the war may end during Wednesday's nationwide address. He said the conflict would end very shortly, but also said U.S. military forces would continue to hit Iran hard for the next 2 to 3 weeks. Greg Clugston, Washington.
It is Easter Sunday, and most of the world's 2 billion-plus Christians are celebrating the resurrection. Many churches get things started with a sunrise service. U.S. churches say Easter is the holiday that draws the most people year by year. Celebrations will be muted in war-torn parts of the world, including in Israel. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky concerned that a prolonged U.S.-Israeli war on Iran could erode U.S. support for Ukraine. As Washington's global priorities shift, he says Ukraine urgently needs more Patriot air defense systems. Finance ministers from 5 European Union member stations are urging the bloc to introduce a windfall tax on gas companies as surging oil and gas prices raise inflation fears across the bloc. This is SRN News. A professor of religious anthropology is sounding an alarm over persecution of Christians in Egypt. Dr. Candace Lukasik of Mississippi State University says that over the past 2 decades, attacks on churches and episodes of sectarian violence in Egypt have been on the rise. Dr. Lukasik says that Christians in this country are advocating on behalf of Egyptian believers, quote, whose suffering is understood as part of a broader global struggle facing Christianity. In Egypt, most Christians belong to the ancient Coptic Church, and they make up about 10% of the total population. Chile's new president is deeply religious in a country that's grown increasingly secular. José Antonio Kast's faith resonates with many supporters, and political analysts say it may shape but not immediately change the policy on issues such as abortion and the LGBT agenda. Kast, who won nearly 60% of the vote, has opposed contraception, same-sex marriage, and abortion for years. This is SRN News. A smoky wildfire in Southern California, the breakout Friday morning, became mostly under control late yesterday.
The Springs Fire in Riverside County became 75% contained by Saturday. Riverside is located about 64 miles east of Los Angeles. Strong Santa Ana winds predicted a gust as much as 45 miles per hour on Saturday had dissipated a bit since Friday. About 260 personnel are battling the blaze. So far, no structural damage.
That's correspondent Andrew Stewart. Today is Sunday, April the 5th. It's the 95th day of 2026. It is also Easter Sunday. On this date in history, 1933, as part of his New Deal programs, President Franklin Roosevelt signed an executive order establishing the Civilian Conservation Corps, a Depression-era work relief program for single men ages 18 to 25. The program employed more than 2.5 million. This is SRN News.